In 1984, Apple introduced the Macintosh in January. And then in April, they introduced the Apple IIc. It was introduced at a pretty big event in San Francisco at Moscone Center, and I happened to be there for the setup the night before. And the presenters were rehearsing their speeches, and Steve was rehearsing his. And he was just listless going through his speech. He would get up and say, "And the Apple IIc, blah, 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 blah." Literally, he'd say, "blah, blah." And he'd go to the next slide, and he'd say, "And we think that developers, blah, 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 blah." And he looked like he would just rather be flogging himself than being up there. And I thought, oh boy, this is really going to be a disaster when he gets up there tomorrow. He is just not into this. Well, of course, I had never seen Steve Jobs rehearse a speech before. And the next day, when it was real, he was Steve Jobs. He was on and his usual riveting self, saying just the right thing in just the right way, keeping everybody's attention. The thing I remember most about that was when he got to the end of his rehearsal, he said, "And the Apple IIc, and I'll think of something great to say here." And I said, oh boy, he's not going to say anything great. And then the next day came, and he got to the end, he got to the last slide, and he said, "And now with the Apple IIc, there are only three important computing platforms in the world, and Apple owns two of them." And the crowd went wild. And he was right. He thought of something great to say.